So you have a good reputation in Bloomingdale. How do you translate that across the rest of Ward 5?
Well, I think I translate that across Ward 5 the same way it translated here. That is, people want to know that there's somebody there who's available to them when they need it. And in the end, they don't really care what that person looks like. If that person hears them, acknowledges their presence, and then is there advocating for what they need. And that has been true in this neighborhood. Remember, when I first ran in this neighborhood, we're 75% African American. If there is some kind of mentality that race is the overriding factor, well, I'm not commissioner in 2006. Because, again, I'm running against a long-term African-American incumbent. So if that... And I don't believe it when people say, well, somehow black people in Bloomingdale are different than black people in the rest of the ward. Now, I say to them, well, they may consider that a compliment or an insult, depending on who you say that to. But the bottom line is, no, I suspect people are people. There are issues, again, never forget, I always say to people, never dismiss race, class, and culture issues that we face. But in terms of having an elected official, the residents here have shown that they want somebody who's going to be there for them. And if that person happens to also be white, well, that's not going to be their concern. Their concern is, are you there for me when I need you? And I think that translates across the ward. To every single person, well, no, nothing translates perfectly. But it's enough that I don't worry about that in a race for council, that I say, look, this is the things I want to do, these are the reasons I want to do it, and here's what I think I can bring to the ward. And if I can bring to the ward what I've done in Bloomingdale, that benefits every resident, irrespective of socioeconomic status, age, race, you name it. Because you can find people in this neighborhood who are elderly, who have had issues, who are low-income, who have had issues, who are blue-collar, who have had issues, who are white and black, etc., Latino. If they have an issue, we address it, and I'm there for them. So that's how we take it across the ward.